There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're pretty excited about yesterday's announcement of Guns N' Roses coming back to the UAE. They're going to be playing live at Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, if you haven't heard already, on November the 25th. Put it in your diary. It is an awesome excuse for us to play some of their music. I was a massive Guns N' Roses fan back in the day.
So who was this friend that you used to go around and, you know...
Marianne. I would go around to her bedroom in a little place called Dudley, and we'd go upstairs.
Dudley.
And her mum would be downstairs. And Marianne was a lovely girl. Her mum would dress her in long skirts.
Hang on, she was a lovely Dudley girl.
Her mum would dress her in long skirts. She'd have little braids in her hair. Lovely, lovely girl. But we would secretly listen to Guns N' Roses upstairs in her room and go, ooh, at some of the more colourful language that come on.
Yeah.
But just, I loved Axl Rose. She loved Slash. And I've got a friend to this day, actually, who has got a massive tattoo down her arm of Axl Rose.
Really?
Yeah. And she went to the gig last time they came to Dubai.
And were you never tempted to get one as well?
No, I'm a bit scared of getting tattoos, of the pain. However, we thought, you know what? This is a great excuse to play some Guns N' Roses on the radio today.
It is, isn't it?
And what we can do on our show is play things that are a little bit more obscure. So we're asking you for your favourite Guns N' Roses song. Text it in 4001 or use the free DubaiEye app to get in touch today.
Yep.
We're going to play our favourites.
Okay.
What have you decided to go for and why?
I've gone for the very obvious one because I think this guitar riff is probably one of the best. I'm not really a rocker, I must say, but it's probably one of the best guitar riffs when it comes to rock music that I've ever heard played. It's just so, you know, straight away, you know the song. And it's the obvious one, Sweet Child of Mine, but I think it really is a great song. And it also showcases Axl Rose's incredible vocals. He's actually, you know, various kind of music newspapers and magazines have said he really is probably the greatest rock vocalist of all time.
So where were you in your life when this song was out?
Where was I? I probably was... I think it's about 81, if I'm not mistaken. So I would have been thinking about coming out to Dubai. I was back in the UK working in a music shop and thinking there's a big world out there. Why am I selling keyboards, little Bontempi organs to kids coming in? You know, I should be out there exploring it. So that's probably where I first heard it. Let's check out that guitar riff. So that's my choice. I know it's obvious, but I just like the song. And I was a bit out on my dates there. 1988 it was released. I thought it was a lot earlier than that. So I was actually here in the UAE, you know, maybe play my own version on my keyboards. Sweet Child of Mine. No, I was more Carpenters and the girl from Ipanema. But yeah, great song. A couple of facts about the band. The first tour that they ever did was famously known as the Hell Tour. And it could have been the last one that the band did as they got into a really serious car accident. And it almost ended the band.
Wow. Hey, you're getting some shade thrown on 4001, Mort Lloyd.
Shade?
Yeah. Axl Rose, better than Paul Rodgers, Robert Plant, Ian Gillan.
Yeah.
Don't think so.
I think so. I beg to disagree on that one. And also, just a little bit about the guitarist there, Slash, a very passionate reptile collector, and is said to own more than 20 snakes that are in various custom-built cages throughout his house.
You know where they live when they're not on the cages?
On the road with him.
In his hair. My favourite, keep yours coming in, by the way. We'll play the one that gets the most votes. Okay. Guns N' Roses song. It can be something obscure.
Yeah.
There's a few coming in that I've never heard of. We've got Marcus next door listening through.
Yeah.
Colourful Language.
There's a few dangerous ones in there as well.
Yeah.
I've got a little story for you after about that. But what's your choice?
My favourite. So I was going out with Trevor. Clever Trevor. I don't know if he was that clever. He didn't go to my school. He was a BMX rider.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really cool.
All the tough kids had them.
He had long hair, like long shaggy hair. He was awesome. He could do tricks on the cycle track. Impressed me a lot. But then we broke up. And this is a song I would listen to after we broke up. And when I hear it, it takes me right back to being 13 years old, going out with Trev, which is what we'd call him.
Trev the Rev.
And it's called Don't Cry. Like it?
Memories of Trevor on his BMX.
Yeah, they were the good old days.
Yeah.
13-year-old Steph, she was fun.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of people texting in their various favourite tunes.
But we decided to go with one, I don't know if it's safe to, that Mark and I had never heard of before. And it was texted in by Rupert from Shrewsbury, who joins us on the ticket. Hi, Rupert.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think of Don't Cry? Do you know that one?
I do, of course. It's from the same album as the one I chose.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like you're a mega fan.
Yeah, a big fan. Went to boarding school from a sort of very early age, and we all had these sort of tape cassettes of all the Guns N' Roses songs, and it was kind of the first introduction to rock music, really. And it was it stayed with me ever since. I've probably listened to that album once a month, at least, ever since.
Did you go to the gig when they were here last time?
No, I didn't. But I did go back to London to listen to see them at Wembley.
Oh, wicked. Wow. And do you think you'll make it up to the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix to see them?
Yeah, it was the first I've heard of that they were playing on your radio show. So I just sort of phoned my wife to say, right, we're going to the Grand Prix this year.
It's going to be awesome, man. Honestly, I'm so jealous because I can't go. I'm not going to be here on that date. Gutted.
Yeah. Just tell us a bit about this next song that we're going to play. We are safe to play this one, aren't we, lyrically?
Well, as long as you've got about 11 minutes, because it's quite long.
Well, we're not going to play all that, but...
No, I know. It's just, it's epic. It's like a sort of Bohemian Rhapsody. It's just got everything in it, basically.
Right. Well,
yeah, it's rock and roll opera.
We better get going then, because we ain't got that long before we've got to go to the news. So thanks for joining us and telling us about your favourite band, Rupert. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Enjoy the gig.
You too. Cheers.
This is Estranged, Guns N' Roses.
So there it is, that's the choice of Rupert this afternoon. There's about another 9 minutes of that.
It's called Estranged, yeah. If you want to go find it, Guns N' Roses. There's so many songs that I don't know, even though I loved them as a kid.
Yeah, they've released a lot of material, haven't they?
A lot to discover still with Guns N' Roses. It's going to be here on the 25th of November at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. I'll get your tickets quick, because it is likely that it will sell out this gig.
It'll be a hotcakes gig for sure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.